Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, of course, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for tuning in and welcome to the show. The call-in number to the show, guys, is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Call into the show, weigh in on today's topic, and tell me what you think about this. Now, today, guys, it's been raining a bit this morning, or sprinkling, or whatever you want to call it. But the sun peeks out every now and then between the clouds, so I believe it's going to be a nice day. Yesterday was tremendous, and today may be a little overcast, but I think it's going to be a nice day as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, today's show, guys, is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay? And again, guys, thank you for tuning in. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you, guys. And those who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show as well. Now, if you are on my show page online at Blog Talk Radio, you should see an icon there that says follow this show. Go ahead and click on that and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis. If you can't follow it there, you can follow us on Twitter. I'm on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. You can also follow us on Facebook. Just search for The Frank Williams Show. Search for The Frank Williams Show on Facebook and go ahead and become friends of the show there. So whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you should never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Now, today's show, guys, is called Transitions Tuesday. Now, you know, this is a new show segment that I'm going to that we've come up with. That is going to prove to be a hit with our listeners. I believe this is going to be a great segment every Tuesday. And it's going to be called Transitions Tuesday. And we're going to talk about the transition of things that become outdated and then the newest things that comes in to replace it. So, let's get into that today. Today we're going to talk about the transition from cassette tapes to compact disc, or CDs as you might call it. Now, this you know, when my team and I sat down and came up with this, the first thing that came up to me was we went from cassettes to CDs. And if you go back a little further, before cassettes, there were what we call 8-track tapes. All right? 8-track tapes were these big bulky things that looked like a, you know, you may know a VHS, VCR tape that used to be this big thing you slide into the player and it started playing a video, okay? So, you know, you what we had was an 8-track tape. Like I said, it was it not quite as big, but it looked like a VCR cassette tape. Okay, but it was not quite as big. It was a as tall or as thick as a VHS tape or a VCR tape, but not as long, okay? And then you had an 8-track player in the car you could slide this into, push it in there and slide it in there, and it'll click, and it's in there, and then it starts playing music. Now, there wasn't a, what do you call it, fast forward to the next song or whatever. There, you just had to listen to the entire, tape, right? Excuse me, guys. For some reason, I'm yawning this morning. I had a good night's sleep. I went to bed earlier than usual. That may be my problem, is that I went to bed a little bit too early. But anyway, I'm getting some yawns in right here, but I should be okay. Now, so we had the 8-track tape that was used early in the 70s, okay? And then they came out with the cassette tape. The cassette tape, you may know the cassette tape was a smaller a lot thinner, maybe a quarter of an inch thick, maybe a half inch thick, and probably the size of a credit card, a little bit bigger than a credit card. But these cassette tapes, when you had a cassette deck in your car, you could slide those in. They went all the way into the player, right? And sometimes they get stuck. You find yourself trying to eject it, and you couldn't get it out. You had to stick some tweezers in there or something and grab it and pull that thing out. But the cassette tapes, the transition from 8-tracks to cassettes, that was a transition, okay? Everybody was like, you got a cassette player in your car. Yeah, you uptown. Okay. And then the next thing you know, here comes a bigger and better thing. Here comes the compact disc, they call it, CDs. This is it's just a little round disc, had all this music on it. You could put 20 songs on there, and it was so much clearer than the cassette tapes or the 8-tracks. So much clearer, you got so much better sound, quality sound from a CD. You didn't have all the little background noise and things like that you got with a cassette or even an 8-track. But it was so much clearer, the CD. So we went from the 8-track to the cassette to the CDs, a compact disc. Now, you don't really have a lot of people buying these compact discs or these CDs. Now, they're just downloading songs to their iPods, to their phones or whatever. Now, the phones and the iPod is going to be the transition from CDs to the iPods and the phones. Because now you don't have to buy a CD. And when CDs first came out, someone made an album, so to speak. Okay, you had say 10 songs on that album. Now those 10 songs were on that CD, but the CD was like $17 back when CDs were first come out and they were popular. $17, and I remember it vividly, $16.99 for a CD, for some Michael Jackson CD, $16.99. Now, you could get a dual CD, a double CD, like Tupac had a double CD with all these songs on there, two CDs in a pack, and they were like $20, $21, okay? So you went from the 8-track to the cassette to the CDs, and now they got iPods. Okay, and a CD now is being outdated, because now, like I explained to my daughter, why buy a CD? Okay? If you got an artist that you like, but you only like a couple of songs on that album, okay? You don't like the whole thing. If you do like the whole thing, okay, buy a CD. But if you don't like the entire album, then you can go into iTunes and you can buy those two songs that you like and just download them to your iPod and go on about your business, right? And you've got those songs that you can listen to whenever you want. Okay? But with the CD now, you can find your CD and carry it with you, but you got to have a CD player, you know, at your disposal in order to listen to it, right? So now we've transitioned from the CD to the iPod and your phone. You know, phones now have put a ton of music on your phone now. Okay, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. 818-301-5834. This is Transitions Tuesday, and we're talking about the transition of the cassette tape to CD. Okay, you go from an 8-track to a cassette, to a CD, and now you go to an iPod or even your phone for music, okay? And, you know, I've got probably 12, 14, and if you guys have any transitions that you want to talk about, let me know, but I've got about 12 transitions over the next 3 months of Tuesdays that we're going to be able to use, okay? The radio to the TV, you know, you got the rotary phone to the cordless phones now, you got eyeglasses to contacts, you got the stove to, went from the stove to the microwave, and, you know, the outhouse to the in-house bathrooms, and you got the VHS tapes to DVDs, okay? I'm sure that there are a ton more. You got the from regular mail, okay? Email now, all right? You went from, I don't know what the transition was from something to a fax. I don't know what the transition was, but there is a transition there from to the fax machine. I guess maybe courier, you know, to a fax, because I ran a courier business for 21 years. I owned the courier business for 21 years. And that business kind of started to fade when the fax machine came into play. And now, instead of using a courier to take something from A to B, now they could actually fax the documents from A to B, and with pretty much no cost except to buy the machine. And hopefully the person on the other side had a fax machine as well. So that started to change the dynamics of my business. And but the only thing was you couldn't fax a check, okay? You could fax a copy of the check or something, but you couldn't fax the actual check. So I still had to go pick up money, okay? Still had to use the courier business to go pick up money or there's another one. The banks, from going to the bank, now you can do a mobile deposit. you know, instead of an in-person deposit. All right, now you can do mobile deposits on your phone through your bank. Some banks have that. It's amazing how things change over the years. Okay, it's the same thing. You're still making a deposit, right? You're still making a deposit into your account. But now it's easier. Instead of having to drive to the bank and make your deposit in person, now you can have your phone. You can take a picture of it. You can get into your account. You can log into your bank on your phone, get into your account, and click on mobile deposit. And then it'll tell you to take a picture of the front and back of your check. And once they get a good picture of the front and back of your check, you can hit send, and bam, that money is going into your account. Okay? And you don't even have to go there. You can just take that check and file it somewhere or forward it out or what have you. And you're good to go. So, but it's still a deposit, right? Regular mail to email. It's still mail, just a faster way of doing mail. Instead of putting something in the regular mail to get to someone, now you can ask them for their email address and just write them what you want them to know in the email and hit a button and bam, that, you know, they got it in a couple of minutes. And they can read it. You guys can go back and forth and back and forth with that with no problem. That's an email, okay? That's why the post office is having such a tough time making money, is because of email, okay? Now, email is starting to the regular mail now. You can just drop someone an email instead of dropping a letter in the mail. Okay, and it's electronic, and somebody said, I didn't get your email. Well, is this your email address? Yeah, well, I sent it to you. Hey, it showed it went through. You got that email. It's like a voicemail. I hate people when I don't like this people when they say, I didn't get your voicemail, but I left your voicemail on your phone. I don't know why you didn't get it, right? I don't know why you didn't get your voicemail. That's usually not true, right? That's usually not true. People get that voicemail with no problem. But they may say that they didn't get it, but they got it. You know what I'm saying? They got that. They got that voicemail. Okay. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, tomorrow, guys, on Wednesday, I'm not sure what the show is going to be about, so I can't give you a heads up right now about what the show will be about, but it's going to be something that's worthwhile. Okay. It's going to be worthwhile to you to listen in to the show. I think I'm going to do something as far as what we didn't learn, okay, in high school. Okay, and I think I'm going to do that tomorrow, all right? What we didn't learn in high school. Again, guys, thank you for tuning in to the show. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Transitions Tuesday. Transitions Tuesday from the cassette to the CD. We talked about going from Tell You My Thing, I'm close to 50 years old. Okay, so my thing was I went from wax, you may call it wax or a record or an album. Okay, we went from an album to an 8-track cassette, to a CD, and now to iPods and cell phones. Who knows what's coming next? All right? So join me next week on the show. Next Tuesday, when we do Transition Tuesdays, we're going to do radio to TV. Radio to TV. That should be exciting. Again, thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and I hope you have a great day today. It's only Tuesday, but we have a nice Tuesday going here, and we're going to have a great Wednesday on tomorrow and Thursday and Friday and slide right on into the weekend, all right? But again, guys, take care of yourselves, take care of your families, and join me back here tomorrow, 10 o'clock a.m., right here on the Frank Williams Show. Good day.
Yeah.